Module 6, Avoid Common Lead Generation Mistakes. The failure of lead generation to be successful can often be tied to common lead generation mistakes. Being aware of common mistakes such as limiting channels, failing to provide value, failing to connect, and failing to try will help you to avoid them. The list in the module is not all-inclusive, but it is a great starting place. Limiting channels. A common problem that occurs in lead generation is limiting the channels being used. While it is reasonable to invest in activities that have a history of success, you should never limit yourself. Try new strategies because the marketplace is constantly changing. For example, do not limit yourself to traditional methods of finding prospects and generating leads. This will cost you exposure and potential customers. Likewise, limiting yourself to high-tech channels means that you are overlooking avenues to new prospects. Failure to provide value. We have already stressed the importance of providing value to prospects. Unfortunately, prospecting and lead generation is often relegated to the sales pitch. People do not want to feel like they are being forced to listen to an individual who is only interested in their money. Failure to provide value will almost always result in potential customers tuning out your message. Remember to always provide value when you are prospecting and generating leads. Failure to connect. Lead generation requires building relationships. Failing to connect with prospects often occurs in the follow-up stage. Some people forget to follow up or wait too long to connect. It is important to follow up within the first 3 days of meeting at the very latest. Additionally, you need to do more than make a phone call and a sales pitch. You need to build a connection. This will create trust and help solidify the relationship, which will improve the chances of a sale. Failure to try. A far too common mistake is the failure to try. We have already addressed making it a priority, but some people refuse to even try. People use a number of excuses to avoid prospecting and lead generation. They include time, money, and lack of customer interest. Most of them boil down to a fear of failure. For example, someone who has failed at lead generation might avoid attempting it again. It is easier to assume that lead generation does not work than to make changes and risk failing. Case study. Holly and Andrea's business needs help. They have avoided prospecting and lead generation because of time constraints. Holly decided to create an email campaign and Andrea began cold calling. Andrea began pitching almost immediately after introducing the company. Holly's emails were long and complex. There was a call to action at the bottom of 1,000 words of text. Neither of their efforts had beneficial results. After 3 months, they decided that prospecting and lead generation was not effective for their business.